This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S.-backed forces in Syria say a final assault on the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group could come within days. Meanwhile, a group of Islamic State militants in Syria has been handed over to Iraq. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border, amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis has opened an unprecedented summit on what he termed the wound of sexual abuse perpetrated by men of the church. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Prayers and the video testimonies of five unidentified sex abuse survivors from different continents opened the summit. Victims recounted their traumatic experiences. The Pope summoned bishops from all over the world to come together to discuss what has become the most serious crisis and scandal of the Catholic Church, the sexual abuse perpetrated by members of the clergy. Pope Francis said the Church must listen to the cry of the little ones seeking justice. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. stocks are down in early afternoon trading. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he will consider closing the country's border with Colombia and will shutter the border with Brazil. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders, led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido, departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. China and the United States resume high-level talks in Washington Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The trade war has rattled global markets, with both sides imposing tariffs amid accusations China's trade tactics are unfair and that the U.S. is trying to cripple a rising competitor. The meeting today in the White House complex includes China's vice premier, along with President Trump's Treasury and Commerce secretaries, among others. The Trump administration's warned it will sharply boost import taxes on some $200 billion in Chinese goods if there's no resolution by the end of next week, though the president has indicated he may hold off if negotiators are making progress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer will appear in court Thursday after federal prosecutors allege he stockpiled weapons to launch an unprecedented spree of domestic terrorism and mass murder. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett has been arrested and charged with lying to police. He claimed he was attacked and beaten by two masked men. At a news conference, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said Smollett was trying to boost his career.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Johnson said Smollett made the false claim because he was unhappy with his salary. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are preparing to introduce a resolution challenging President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the country's southern border. For all the news around the clock, please download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.